Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the road of life. We celebrated Jesus yesterday as we gathered together here at Deer Run and places all across the world, remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Here at Deer Run, we talked about this road of life, looking at the example of Zacchaeus, who encountered Jesus on the road, and, well, in that encounter, was changed, was given life. And Jesus concludes that interaction with the statement that his purpose was to seek and to save that which was lost, to give life to the dead. And so each weekday morning, we're going to focus in on a different aspect of the life that Jesus came to give, the life we ought to be living. And this morning, we're going to start with, well, a topic that may be a little confusing at times. That's a worthy life. You say, well, I'm not worthy. Well, let's look at what God says. Colossians 1, verse 10. And Paul writes, and he says, "And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God." When we talk about a worthy life, that initial hesitation is, well, it ought to be genuine. It's actually true. We're not worthy of what God has given us. We're not worthy of the life that's eternal. We're not worthy because it's not something that we deserve, that we've earned. And so from all of those angles of approaching this topic, I would agree. But there's other angles. It makes it look a little different. We're created in the image of God, and that nature of God's handiwork says we are worthy. Not because of us, because of him. But what Paul's writing about here isn't so much about a life that's worthy of being saved. He's talking about a life that's worthy to represent the changes that God has done. To live up to God's declaration. There are times where people don't live up to our expectations. Sometimes it's people that are close to us. Sometimes there are people we don't even really know. If you follow sports, and you may get excited about a certain player coming to the sports team that you're following, and sometimes that works out well, and other times it'll be said they just aren't living up to the expectations that we had. They're not worthy of this program. Well, they were worthy of it to be selected. The problem is their life isn't reflecting what was expected. And that's what God's talking about when he's calling us to a worthy life. It's a life that honors his selection of us. Again, I believe Scripture teaches that God calls all people. His desire is that no one would perish, There's not a few that he's pre-selected and everybody else is out of luck. If you're hearing these words today, whether you're hearing them audibly with ears, whether you're hearing them by reading closed captions, I don't care how you're hearing them. I want to make it clear, God loves you and he chooses you. You're valuable. You've been selected. Now, whether you choose to respond is the free will that he's given to you. And you're not selected because you're so good. I wasn't selected, and I'm not selected because I'm so good. But it's my desire, it ought to be the desire of every believer to live a life worthy of the calling. Not that we have to prove to God, but we prove to ourselves. We set the example for others. It's using our life as a witness to share the life of Jesus. That was one of the difficulties that the people had with Zacchaeus, this small tax collector that evidently was known for cheating people. And his encounter with Jesus says very loudly by his actions that I want people to know that God's love was not wasted on me. I'll give back multiple times over what I've, if I've cheated anyone, I'll give to the poor. I'll show the love of Jesus. That's what we're talking about in living this worthy life. It's a life that's proclaiming God is worthy. Our actions, our thoughts, our interactions represent a worthy life when they make Jesus known as the one who is worthy. And we do that as we acknowledge God's presence, as we acknowledge his help, as we acknowledge his love. And we grow in knowledge and insight and depth of understanding. And we can say with truthfulness, I indeed am not worthy, but he is. And because he is, I can live as one worthy of the calling. Because I'm representing Jesus. I'm living up to not just expectations, I'm living up to what he created me to live up to be. And in doing so, I'm not proclaiming myself to be more worthy than anyone else. My worthiness comes from God, just as yours does. And today, whatever you have to do to encounter Jesus, Zacchaeus chose to climb a tree. Make the most of the opportunity. Listen to him. Say, come on down here. I'm coming to your house. Be the one who lives a life worthy of Jesus inviting himself in and you welcoming him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to be able to live a life worthy of that calling. The worthiness is not of ourself. It's not an earned worthiness. It's an imputed one. It's one that you've declared. Your decision to love people, all people, says each of us is worthy of that love because you want to give it. And God, today as we live life, forgive us for those times where we restrict the way we love people that doesn't match up with how you love people, where we deem some worthy and some unworthy. God, may our time with you, our relationship with you, our life with you, help us to understand that you are the one who is worthy of all praise. And because of that, we live a life that reflects the worthiness that you've bestowed upon us. We know that we're not worth it, but you declare that we are. And because of your declaration that says each person living is worth the price of my son dying. Oh, what a worthiness that we could never do on our own. We could never accomplish. We could never receive. Thank you, Father, for declaring us to be what we could not be. Thank you for being a God who does seek and save the lost. Help us to live in a way that honors that calling, that we would lift up Jesus in all things so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.